This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to witness Shaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev today. He will then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. Yesterday, Prime Minister participated in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat to celebrate India's resilience. PM reached Somnath on a three-day visit to Gujarat last evening and took part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. In a social media post yesterday, Prime Minister Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia said that Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said, "The ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Koi teachers usme nation first ban gaya.
If a teacher adopts the principle of nation first, then while teaching the children sitting in front of him, thought will come to his mind that they are the future of my country. When he himself embraces nationalism and the idea of nation first, he will inspire and motivate those in front of him.
To samne wale ko prerit karenge."
Union Minister of Home and Cooperation Amit Shah reached Trivandrum a short while ago. He was received by the newly elected mayor V.V. Rajesh, state BJP president Rajiv Chandrasekhar and other senior BJP leaders at the airport. The Home Minister will offer puja at the Sri Padmanabha Swami temple today. Mr. Shah will also speak to the newly elected representatives of the local bodies in Kerala. He will attend the Kerala Kaumudi conclave in the afternoon. Minister of State for Education and Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, said that the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025 marks a significant milestone in the transformation of rural Bharat. Interacting with the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dr. Majumdar added that the Act seeks to advance empowerment, inclusive growth, convergence of development initiatives and saturation-based delivery, strengthening the foundation for a prosperous, resilient and a self-reliant rural India. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi yesterday highlighted that India's clean energy sector has achieved significant growth in 2025 with non-fossil fuel installed capacity rising to 266.78 gigawatt. In a social media post, the minister mentioned that over 49 gigawatt of new non-fossil capacity was added during the year 2025. He noted that the solar power led the expansion with installed capacity increasing from 97.86 gigawatt to 135.81 gigawatt, registering a growth of 38.8%. In Odisha, a small 9-seater aircraft crash landed near Rourkela in Sundargarh district yesterday. Though there has been no casualty, all 6 people on board, including the 4 passengers and 2 crew members, have sustained injuries in the crash. The aircraft operated by India One Air was on a scheduled flight from Bhubaneswar to Rourkela. Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has said that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, will investigate the aircraft crash landing incident in Odisha. A total of 27 Indian citizens who were lured to Myanmar with false job promises but were instead forced to work illegally in cyber scam operations have been safely rescued and brought back to India. The rescued nationals arrived in Delhi yesterday and are now proceeding onwards to their respective native places to reunite with their families. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 50 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 195 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, with skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scoring unbeaten 75 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.